Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see everyone here. I was thinking about what to speak about this Sunday, and it just came to my thoughts, or that still small voice, that my most favorite scripture is Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. And sometimes I think we don't take that into consideration. Because, especially as men, we can do everything on our own. We don't even ask directions. And sometimes that could be a problem because we need direction from God. We don't always know which way is the right way to go. And so, in God saying, be still and know that I'm God, the literal translation is hands off. Let me take care of it. And that's the most important thing, that we let God take care of everything in our lives. We have a tendency to run here, run there, follow this, follow that, listen to this, listen to that, read this, read that, and we spin our wheels sometimes and we get nowhere. We try to manage our own lives, and that's where we fall short, because we just can't. Without God, we are really helpless. We can't do anything without God. And we need to allow Him to do things in His time, His way, and not try to do it in our way, but allow God to do that and to be in total control of our lives. I know for me, I'm always trying to do something on my own. That's just me. That's my nature. And God, I know He says, be still and know that I am God. Let the Holy Spirit do His work. And we need to listen and hear that still small voice. And I heard that voice a couple times in my life as a Christian. And one time was when He said to me, I was at work, and He said, Michael, I want you to go to India for 30 days. And that's exactly what I did. But I don't always listen and I don't always hear as I should. And I think we need to be encouraged to think and follow with our hearts and not our head. Because there is 18 inches between heaven and hell. Does that make sense? So I encourage everybody to just not strive, be at peace within your heart, be at peace with everyone, with God, and let Him speak to you. But be still and listen to Him as He speaks. As I close, I'm going to read a poem that I wrote while I was in India one time. I was sitting on a rooftop where I was living, and it was literally a rooftop. And I was by myself, I was alone. And this is the poem, and as I read it, ask yourself if you see yourself in this poem. It's called My Friend. As my heart grows weak and faint, struggling on my own, not hearing, feeling, seeing, am I all alone? I try so hard to follow that desire deep within, my mind to follow me, my heart to follow Him. Please, my God, come rescue me before I'm overcome. Hold me in your presence, in my life, your will be done. Take my hand and lead me down the path that no one knows, until my walk is finished and my life comes to a close. My Lord, I will obey you and follow where you go. I'll walk and run and listen, your voice only to know. Within my heart I am for sure as I will be then, that I have never been alone, for God has been my friend.